All right, we back. Inspire the Youth, week 6, episode 6. What's good?
Hey, man, happy to be back, man. Ready to jump into it. Feeling good. You know what I'm saying? We had a great episode last week, man. Just want to follow up. You know what I'm saying? Get it going.
Yeah, last week's episode, how to buy or sell a car from CarMax. Good information. You know? Had to give them the gems, man, the behind the scenes stuff that they might not have known about. So it's out there.
I would define that as a classic, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would define that as a classic episode because it's like it was a lot of information for somebody that is in the car market and every you know you constantly have people in the car market. So those jewels right there, man, was invaluable information right there, man, you gave out last week, man. That one was a classic for sure.
Appreciate it. It was definitely a lot of fun doing it. Easily one of my favorite episodes. And, you know, we're helping people at the end of the day. So, you know, these car payers, they're going to take advantage of you. So you gotta get over any way you can.
Well, that's a fact.
And what we got for them this week?
Look, man, this week we got the AI takeover. We're going to talk about AI. We're going to get into, you know, a couple of things about it and just kind of break down, you know, give as much information as we can, man. Look, it's coming. I want people to understand that it's really already here. It's not really even to say that it's coming. Like, AI is already here. They're already using it. Like, we see it every day. It's not nothing new. But it's going to become more and more prevalent. And then it's something that, you know, we really want to get ahead on, not get ahead, but just be able to start talking about the things that are important and how it's going to affect us. Cause like, we don't want to be caught in a space where, you know, we get left behind again, or we create a bigger gap between how they're using the technology and where we at and how we're using the technology. And so, man, like, this is an important conversation right here, I felt. So, yeah, man, AI Takeover, man, episode 6.
That's what's up, AI Takeover. And hit him with the mission statement.
What? Inspire the Youth is a podcast dedicated to empowering the next generation through financial literacy, wealth building, and entrepreneurship. We create a space to learn, exchange ideas, push financial conversations forward, equipping young people with the knowledge and mindset needed for lasting success.
Yep, and information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. We are not financial advisors, and nothing discussed should be taken as financial advice. Always do your homework, always do your own research, and consult with a professional before making any financial decisions. Invest wisely and use your best judgment.
All right, man. I think it's important for, you know, first let's talk about, you know, what exactly, how they define AI. And you got the definition for us, which is AI, it stimulates human intelligence through algorithms and data to perform tasks that typically would require human intelligence.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of people, and I know what AI is, so that's the formal definition, right?
Right, yeah, that's the formal definition. And it's pretty much saying, like, they use, you know, a system of algorithms to pretty much simulate the human thought process. And through the information that they've gathered from humans over time, they've developed this information to where the, you know, they put it in a chip, and then now this chip can respond in real time like a human would, based on the human algorithm that they've installed in it. And that's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's going to affect us in a lot of different ways. All pretty much, you're not going to see too many companies that don't use it or not going to increase its usage. So, like, it's going to affect us in a whole lot of ways, man. And I just want to touch on a few, you know, that I felt like it was important. You know, the World Economic Forum has 41% of employers planning to downsize their workforce to the world according to the World Economic Forum, 41% of employers are planning to downsize their workforce. And so, you know, that's almost half of employers.
Yeah, you know, that's a big number.
Like, that's a big number, man. This is the World Economic Forum survey. And, you know, they're telling you outright, 41% of employers plan to use AI or downsize their workforce. But, you know, that is their goal.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for business. They're saving money. You know, they don't have to worry about getting people signed up for insurance. And, you know, they don't have to worry about having retirement packages and all this extra stuff when they're taking, you know, they're taking almost half the workforce out.
Yes, man. Yes. You know, like so many, and, you know, and that leads me to talk one of, you know, the first thing we want to talk about is just, you know, just job displacement. Like where, you know, if 41% of employers planning on, you know, downsizing their workforce, you know, how many people does that affect? You know, and, you know, we're talking about people's jobs here, man, you know, and this is people's livelihoods. And job displacement is something that we need to, you know, it's a big thing, man, because it's coming, you know, it's coming in a more substantial numbers as the technology continues to grow and get better and faster. And, it's, you know, a lot of people, man, are going to have to figure out, a lot of jobs are going to be replaced completely because they, you know, like, customer service, for example, like they already outsourcing a good portion of customer service to foreign countries. So imagine when they don't need that customer service agent from any, you know, the foreign country anymore. Like this AI is able to replicate and answer your questions the way a human would.
We're human. Yeah.
Right. As if it were human. Like there is no more need for an actual human to perform this job at all. Like that job, that particular job is going to die.
Absolutely. You know where I first, who first told us about this and gave us the heads up about this, man? You remember who it was?
Nah, who was that?
It was 19 Keys.
Damn.
It was 19 Keys.
Yeah.
He was the first that we heard really talking about this and warning people about this. Man, this had to be like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, he definitely has been somebody that I look to, or somebody that I watch, as far as, you know, just in general, you know, because either he seems like a solid dude, but as far as like, you know, being solution based, you know, getting the information, somebody who you can gain valuable knowledge and information from, because he's taking the time to really get into it. And yeah, man, it's a real thing. Like, you're not going to need certain things. Graphic designer, you're not going to need. You know,
you could just tell him, hey, I want a picture in front of this building. You know, put me in this, you know, I want it to be this size or whatever you want. Just type that in. It's going to give you a graphic. You know what I'm saying? And if you can convey what you're trying to do to something like, like ChatGPT or something, or any of those text to video AI softwares, then you have a graphic that you could actually use for whatever you're trying to use it for, as far as content is.
Right. I mean, it creates a framework for whatever it is that you're trying to describe in real time. And it's like, it's just using your brain or your words and your brain, your thoughts to create what it is that you're talking about. And it does it on its own. And it's like that, you know, it's really amazing technology when you really think about it. But at the same time, like, you know, for people who've been doing these type of jobs their whole lives, you know, they're going to have to, figure something out. And, you know, that's just a tough reality. But it's, you know, it's the world we live in, man. Technology is always going to win the day at this time. And, hey, man, You got to get your game up. We got to start looking into doing things and just learning more, becoming more developed, learning new skills, you know, so that we can replace those jobs, man, because it's going to, you know, the technology is going to change a lot. It's going to change a lot of the professions and how things are done.
Yeah, and it don't really matter how you feel about it. You can have your opinion, but it's gonna change. So basically, we gotta evolve with whatever's going on. You know, even with after we shoot a show, when we go to edit the clips and bust the clips down, you know, we're not doing that manually and chopping up these clips from a 45-minute show. We drop this right in the Opus clip, AI video editor. And it edits all the clips itself. And it puts all the words on there, all the captions, everything you see on the social media from those clips, that's done by AI video editor. You know? So you could use it in your business.
Right. Absolutely, man. Like you could it's gonna be we're gonna get into that. We're definitely gonna get into that as far as like how we're going to be able to use it, because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Like the most important thing to talk about is how they're going to use it. And
what's some other jobs that AI going to take?
A lot of manufacturing, man, a lot of manufacturing jobs. You know, like, okay. So, you know, where we from, they got the Smithfield packing plant. Where it's a pretty much a hog farm, you know, a pig killing operation. You know, they're making bacon, sausage, they're making all that. I can't see a world in which that doesn't affect manufacturing in there. Like they're not gonna need humans to stand on there and, you know, to replicate any other process at this point. You know, it's always been a human element to it. You know, they have automation. They've always had the belts and the, you know, the way they, the machinery to it. But the human detail was always needed. And so manufacturers, people that work in, you know, assembly line work, those are going to be professions that are going to suffer a big hit, you know, because the AI is definitely going to replace those things. They don't need to, you know, the AI doesn't have to take a bathroom break or a lunch break. Or it doesn't have to do any of these things. Like, that's what, you know, that's the main thing that people gotta understand. Like, yeah, it eliminates the human element completely, but it can replicate the human doing the job. And so, yeah, man, manufacturing is definitely one that's gonna suffer. We've already seen it. If you really think about it, like, you already see it in the grocery store a lot. You know, like you know, your grocery stores are only gonna get more and more developed with AI for sure. So you know, a lot of your retail spaces, they're gonna suffer. You know, or not really suffer, but you know, the employment, the job employment is gonna suffer in a retail space. I'm trying to think of some other good ones.
What about like something like data analysis jobs, like accounting, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Analysis. Yeah,
definitely, for sure, man.
People go to school for years to be accounting.
Financial advisors, it's over, you know?
Yeah.
It's over. It's over for that. It's over for all your, anybody that's just inputting information into the system, you know, that's dead. If that is all the job that requires, then, you know, it's going to be completely AI that performs those tasks. Yeah, that's definitely a big one because that affects a lot of markets. You know, you definitely got people who you know, work behind a computer, just submitting emails or communicating information back and forth. Like we talked about customer service. Like anything that could be done from behind a desk is really, you know, in trouble, honestly.
That's the reality we in right now.
Yeah, man. It's just a reality. Like, it's unfortunate, but like at the end of the day, everything changes over time. And we just gotta get with the new system. Like, the old system is dying out. They changing the game a little bit, and we just gotta adapt like we always do. Everything just changed with the time, man. So that job that you learning now is not gonna the job that you had, that factory job that was at your, you know, we've already seen a lot of loss of the factory jobs that they've outsourced, but now those jobs are gonna be completely AI done here. So you know, you just gotta have a new skill set going forward for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I saw Earn Your Leisure, they posted that 70% of AI patents is currently owned by China.
Wow.
70%, yeah.
Yeah, and they're teaching their children, I think as young as 6, how to start working with AI. Like, so they're not wasting any time integrating it into them, learning it. And that's the way we gotta be, honestly. We gotta be that way too, man, because we don't wanna get left behind, like I was saying earlier. You know, that's another thing that I wanted to talk about specifically was, you know, the potential for growth in the economy. But when I hear growth in the economy, I automatically think about, well, how much is in it for black people?
Yeah.
You know? And so, we're going to talk about, because we definitely, you know, the whole soul of the show is closing the wealth gap. And, you know, it's going to affect the wealth gap. You know, there's a lot of money coming in. Big companies are clearly going to get bigger. They're going to make more money. They're going to reduce costs. So, yeah. They're going to gain exponentially. And so, I automatically think, okay, so how much is in it for us? And they had the McKinsey Institute, they had a good, the lady, she wrote a really good article. I can't remember the lady's name right now, but she wrote a very good article. And I read some of it and I took some notes because, you know, we talked about the wealth gap. And, you know, they have essentially about $2 trillion in growth for the U.S. is expected. About $2 trillion. Right? In growth. And so, the report also says that 30% of the U.S. GDP is, you know, household. And so, in our initial episode, we discussed, you know, the household disparity, right?
Yeah.
And so, essentially, you're asking about, you're questioning, okay, so if 30% of what is going to be made is going to affect the household, right? I mean, if 30% of the $2 trillion is affected by the household, and then you start to look at the household disparity.
Right.
That's a lot of money, and that's a lot of disparity between our $44,000 in net worth that we are worth.
Yeah, it just goes back to the wealth.
Right, and then $285,000 average on median net worth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, while you're looking at us gaining some, you actually, in the long run, you're looking at the wealth gap getting larger.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to get larger faster.
Yes, it's definitely going to get larger much faster. It's something that we really need to talk about. We really need to start to get our minds around, because, you know, we don't want to get left behind with this wave of tech. Like, we don't want to, we can't continue to allow things to go the way they've been going. We got to start educating ourselves more. We got to start applying this information more. We got to start talking about these things and figuring out solutions, you know, because that's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of ink. That's a lot of, it's already a large gap, and we're talking about it getting exponentially larger in a short period of time.
For sure.
So it's like it's something that we definitely gonna have to this is something that really bothers me is just the potential of not being able to not being able to figure out how it affects how we can use it or not just being caught up and not applying the information the way we could, man.
Yeah, because it's right there.
It's right there for us. Yeah, but yeah. Man.
You good?
Yeah, I'm straight.
I think that, we have an obligation to the next generation to ensure the next wave of technology is beneficial to our people. And if we got the information, we got to use it. In the past, we might not have had the information. You know what I'm saying? The generations before, they might not have had that information. So you really can't fault them. Because you don't know what you don't know. But when you know better, you got to do better. And we got the information. Everybody got one of these. Everybody got this. So it's no excuse to not know what's going on out here and to not take advantage of it.
Yeah, man, that's a fact, man. At this point in time, man, the information is like you said, is readily available to us, but it's just something that we really gotta start having the conversation more. We really gotta start one of the things that's gonna be able to help us in this situation is the fact that we can teach our kids, we can give them the information in real time. And in order to do that, we gotta be able to have out here seeking the information. We don't want, our children are the ones that are gonna be affected by it the most. If you have kids right now, if you're 30 and up, like the children are the really the ones that are gonna be most affected by it because it's, in 20, 30, 40 years from now, the technology is gonna be completely different. It's gonna be way more advanced than it is now. And so we definitely we want to start having making sure that we're talking to our kids about AI the same way in China where they're saying they're teaching the children as young as 6 years old. We need to start at least talking, having these conversations, getting our children interested in these things. My son got a his school specializes in STEM, so I try to make sure that I'm asking him questions about it, making sure that we trying to figure out what he's interested in, doing some of the programs, the little after school programs that they got, because we want to game them up. You want to have your kids gamed up as much as possible going forward about a lot of things, but this one especially because it's going to affect them so much, and they want to they're definitely going to want to know how to use it in the right way. Being able to be beneficial with it, be able to create a monetary value for themselves with it, and that's we definitely gotta have that game, man. We definitely gonna want to have them gamed up, ready to go because we don't want, we I know that with my parents weren't able to give me a lot of the information that I would that could have been useful to me going forward as an adult. Because a lot of the things they just didn't know.
There's
Yeah, like a lot. Good.
go ahead. Oh, shoot.
No, like I said, a lot of the things they just didn't know. So they didn't. They, you know, they wasn't able. They didn't have a lot of the information that was going to be necessary, like how to use credit in the right way. No internet skills. I don't think my mom ever knew how to use the internet for real. I mean, for the most part, maybe she probably could get on the phone and look something up, but as far as like just being able to like get behind a computer and research, like she was never into that. And so it was a lot of information that our parents didn't have. They weren't able to pass the technology forward. We learned that a lot on our own. A lot of information. And so It's a going to be a changing of the guard in 20, 30 years from now in just how everything is run. And so we want to give as much game, as much information to the kids as possible right now to be able to utilize this thing, man, because it's already here and it's going to affect us in a real way. So why not? You're going to want to have those skills for sure going forward.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on that, if you had a parent or a grandparent that was just not willing to get a computer or learn how to use a computer or learn how to use a smartphone, and you're that person now where you don't want to learn AI and learn its capabilities and use it, you're your grandparents. You're your parents. And you're going to get left behind.
Absolutely.
So you need to man. Think That's about that. This is what that is. That is what this is.
Right.
It's no... You know, so we're going to continue to evolve. You know, things that are going on in the world, that's going to happen regardless. We're going to learn about it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to embrace it. We're not going to shy away from it. We're not going to run away from it. We're not going to act like it doesn't exist, act like it doesn't dare get left behind. Because the minute you get left behind, I mean, it's just like you're just not in tune with what's going on out here in the real world, you know, current day.
Right.
So
right, and we got
new ways.
You know, we got
new ways. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, no, I was saying, you know, this is stuff that we can't afford to sit back and not learn, because this is gonna help. This is also gonna be create a real benefit in your life if you are able to use it in the right way, like you know, for somebody who has a problem with budgeting. You know, if you're able to use this is able to put a budget together for you based on, you know, you're going to be able to put your information in. It's going to be able to create you something that works for you in real time.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of ironic you said that, because I was just talking to my wife last night and she used AI to create an entire meal plan for her. Literally a detailed meal plan. On some, what time of the day, exactly what to eat, and this is every day, you know what I'm saying, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, in order to meet whatever goal she's trying to reach specifically herself, and it's tailor-made for her.
Yeah, man, like it's incredible the type of things that we're gonna be able to do with the, you know, with the technology. That, you know, like we said, you know, if Any type of ideas that you want to bring into reality, man, it's like if you have a vision for any, you know, if you have a clothing line, it's going to help your clothing line exponentially, because the information that, you know, the time that you would spend doing these tasks are going to be able to be simulated, you know, in no time. You know, like you said, we're already using it editing-wise. You know, just everything. If you're an entrepreneur, it's going to be, you know, bookkeeping. It's a book, like, it's not going to be a problem anymore. Like, this is not something that you're going to have to be able to go through. The AI is going to be able to keep the books based on how you have the information set, and it's not going to be a problem. It's definitely an invaluable tool. So we can't afford to act like it doesn't exist or act like that's not the thing that we want to, oh man, I ain't into that. Like, nah, get into it.
Yeah, get into it.
It's going to help your life.
It's something called prop engineering. And this is for people who, you know, maybe entrepreneurs or creatives. You know, you could use this to your advantage. So say you're somebody like a photographer. You can use AI to improve your shots that you got. You know what I'm saying? You could input your a photo you've taken and tell AI what to do with that photo. You know, to show more light at a certain angle. You know what I'm saying? If you the type of person, you're a professional photographer, you know the lingo and the language to tell AI to improve that particular photograph. You can use this to your advantage and improve your business with it. You know what I'm saying? If you're somebody that wants to write a book, you write novels, you can use AI Novel Writer to assist you with formulating your novel and delivering the best content as far as putting a book together, or what have you. So even though AI is taking some jobs, it's also improving others.
Absolutely, man. Like, you know, just, you know, if you work with, let's say, if you work with Photoshop, you know, being able to just type in the task as opposed to performing the task, you know, that's time cut exponentially. So many things, you know, like you said, with the editing of the photos, anything that can be done, anything that you can do on a computer, it can do. And so the task time that it would take to do that is completely almost eliminated. So, you know, it's a benefit. It's a benefit for sure. Like in everybody's life, being able to create, you know, being able to remember things, having, you know, being able to set reminders and have these things remind you, is enabled just to keep your life organized. It's definitely a way that's going to help you keep, you know, remember these things. And so, absolutely. Like,
I can't remember what episode we were talking about. I think we were talking about Uber or Lyft or something a few weeks ago. And it's to the point now, like, this technology moving so fast, it's starting to get rid of Lyft drivers and Uber drivers. Like, there's certain parts of the city in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's autonomous taxis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's driving around. These cars are driving around. There's nobody in the car, bro. Like, there's nobody driving the car. They popping up everywhere. They're in L.A. now. You know what I mean? Like, this is right. This is going on right now. You know what I mean? You can call a car to come pick you up. If you out there on the West Coast, there ain't a person driving the car.
Yeah, man. It's happening, man. It's already like, yeah, it's already here. You know, you know, we saw it with the Tesla, and now it's just so much more advanced than it was then. And then, you know, going forward, it's only going to get more and more advanced. You know, I see the ads all the time for Dell and how they're integrating. You know, you got a guy on there, and he's pretty much saying, like, well, how would you feel if you didn't have to wait so long at the hospital because, you know, you had the AI that could walk you through a lot of the process from when you come into the hospital, when you come into the emergency room, or when you have your appointments and things like that. A lot of these things are going to be AI. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go in, you're going to be talking to AI. You know what I'm saying? When you go to your emergency room appointment, it's going to be all AI.
Yeah, and they definitely, the healthcare industry is, they already using this, for sure.
Yeah, so, and that's another thing, for sure, that's important, being that we know we have the knowledge and we know that AI is already here, it's here to stay, it's only going to get more and more relevant going forward. We got to make sure that we're investing in the companies in the spaces that are the number one in the AI space. That's why, one of the main reasons why we so heavy on NVIDIA, is because they're going to be a leader in the space.
That's a great segue right there.
Yeah, man, we're going to be, make sure that we are, you know, the market is on a downside right now, but we know that it's gonna bounce back. We know that. And so please, if you can, make sure that you're taking advantage of the stock prices and investing in NVIDIA and other companies that are gonna be strong in AI, because that's where they're putting the money at. So that's where we should be putting our money so that we can grow our money as well. It doesn't make sense for us to miss out and not get a part of that when we already know how influential and how big it's gonna be. Please invest right now. Is if you know what I'm saying. Make sure get you some AI tools and get you a plan that works for you.
NVIDIA is at $101 right now.
Yeah, man, $101 is just if you don't be please, please, please. I can't express it enough. All the companies that are gonna be do your own research. We always say that. Do your own research. And figure out, but please figure out a plan to invest, because right now the market is volatile, and while prices are there, we got to take advantage, because it's going to help us grow. This is how we grow long-term wealth, if we can invest at the right time. This is how we're going to do it. That's how it's done. And so it's got to be a priority, man. Like, it's got to be something that we really feel good about. It's got to be something that we talk about. We're so glad that we are having these conversations more and more. I'm even telling people, I'm telling my family, you know, even the older people in my family, like, they want to find out something to do with their money. And I'm just telling them, like, yeah, you might want to just think about investing that. And, you know, just having the conversations more around, you know, and giving the information out and making sure that we understand, because, like, we're going through a tight time and we're having these opportunities right now. And we got to be taking advantage of the opportunity. Like, if we can't just talk about it, we actually got to be about it. And it's going to help us going forward. So, like we got to get it together, man. Like, please have those conversations. Please, let's start investing for sure.
We got to keep having these conversations and just keep reiterating it. And, you know, we got no problems doing it. So, yeah, NVIDIA, get it. I don't care if it goes up, goes down. Get it and hold it. Get as much as you can. And, you know, that's that. You know, it might go down to, like, you know, it might go down to around $90. So if you want to wait a little while, it's not, you know, not a bad thing. But once you get it, make sure you hold it.
Absolutely, man. Like, you know, 10 years from now, it's going to look completely different. You're going to be so happy that you decide to put your money there instead of just, you know, the alternative is honestly wasting it or spending it on something that it don't need to be spent on. But just the plan and the mindset is the most important thing. Like, we got to make sure that we have, and like I said, we gaming up our kids, man, and getting them squared away for the next wave. And, you know, it's important. So, always going to talk about it. I'm always going to re-emphasize it over and over again, because, like, it's life or death, man. The wealth gap ain't getting closer. It's getting bigger. And with the AI technology, like, there's only going to be more money being made. So, like, it doesn't make sense for us not to be in on that, or not to get a larger portion, or not get our minds together and figure out how we can beneficially use it to our advantage. Like, we don't want the technology to keep whooping us. You know what I'm saying? Yep. We really want to have a stronger stake in what's being done and the outcome of our life, so we can try to gain some freedom. And that's really what it's all about, honestly. Like, you know, so, you know what I mean? So I'm hoping they're listening. I'm hoping that they are taking this, you know, hoping that these conversations are helping, man, for real, because it's a real thing out here.
Absolutely. And anybody that's interested in going to school for, you know, IT, I would highly recommend going cybersecurity, or either majoring in AI, because they are from AI programs now. They've been doing it for like 3 years now at many schools. So that's available to you. I highly recommend it. As you said earlier, they're starting kids over in China as soon as they start going to school. It's, you know, they're learning this stuff. So it's never too late to learn it. I just highly recommend people take advantage and take heed to it, because it's here to stay. It's not going nowhere. This tech is only going to keep evolving, and you're just going to keep missing the boat. You know what I mean? Losing money and just losing out on jobs, whatever have you, opportunities.
Nah, that's a fact, man. We can't afford to be behind. We can't afford to not just take it serious, man. You know, I just think that sometimes our focus is too much on entertainment and too much on other things, man. Like, but it's real life going on, and we want the quality of life to improve dramatically for not only for us but for all of our people. And so, with that, like, it's we gotta have a focus, man. We gotta have a plan and a focus and really just a change in mentality, a change in the mindset of like, let's figure out how to make things better. And this is one way that we're gonna be able to, really we can use it or we can have it used against us. Like, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
those are the choices. Broke it down as
Right,
a
like
bar.
you can really use it, or you know what I mean? Because they're already gonna use it against you, and you already know that. It's like, so if you already know the history, technology has always been used, always helped oppress us. And so, as the technology grows, they're only gonna use it more and more so to oppress you. And so you wanna be able to have solutions for yourself. You wanna be able to integrate yourself into the information and not just be caught in the dark with somebody else having the information and being able to leverage all the information against you.
Yeah, cause don't get it twisted. These companies, man, they're gonna prioritize people who are AI savvy, the employees who know AI. So you want to make sure you're leveling up and boosting your skills so you can stay competitive in the job market.
Absolutely, man. If you're an entrepreneur, you please start getting it integrated. It's gonna help you a lot. It's gonna help all entrepreneurs. It's gonna help everybody who it's gonna be able to save you money and time, honestly. That thing you had to used to pay somebody for, you're not gonna have to pay them for that anymore. If you're being able to use it, and if you're equipped. So, man, always just want to be equipped with the new information, the new model, the new thing. You always want to be in the now. And so, man, I'm just let's get it, man. Let's really start using AI. Let's start researching, and let's making sure that we're prepared, like making sure that we're investing, preparing for the future, man, because the future is all that matters.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Inspire the youth. Ultimately, at our core, we are here to help break the cycle of being left behind. So that's our goal. That's what we committed to, and we're gonna do it. We're gonna keep pushing for it, pushing for our people, and pushing for economic growth. So we gonna learn this new technology. If you haven't been up on it, you need to do it. Do your research. It's there for you free of charge. You know what I mean? You can learn at your own pace. You know what I mean? So you don't have to be ashamed if you feel like it's just too much. Learn at your own pace. Go to YouTube, start researching, pick up some books. Feel me? Speaking of books, we got a book of the week.
Book of the week, man. I wish I had it on hand with me. I got it downstairs. I don't want to
Yeah.
slide out, but the book of the week is The Alchemist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just gonna break it down to you, man. That book really is like, I don't want to say it changed my life, but it definitely like inspired me to want to do things differently. It invoked something in me, I want to say that. And I think a lot of people feel that way, honestly, if you've ever read it. It's a very, very powerful book. As you go through it, it's kind of like, what type of concept is this? And by the time you get through it, man, like I said, man, it's one of the most powerful books I ever read. The Alchemist. Please, please check it out. Go pick that up. Read that. Get the e-book. It's a very, very powerful book that helped change your mindset. And
Yeah.
it was so dopely written. It was so dopely written that that just made it all the more better. Like, it was so much more entertaining than it was just informational at first.
Yeah, that's a book
But
that was written very creatively. I agree, because it's at its core, it's a book about business and taking risks in your business. But while you're reading it, it sounds like you're reading a story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it sounds like
It
my other
feels like
stuff,
you're
man. Like
reading
you really have no clue what it's like, you know, taking you on a ride and it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But then you kind of get connected, you so get so connected into the storyline
Yeah.
that it's, you know, once you get further along, all the dots start to connect and it start to like, yeah, man, it's like
Yeah.
it's a dope book, man. I love that book. I read it probably about three times, man. I love that book for sure, man. The Alchemist. Please check that out if you
Yeah.
have.
Yeah, definitely Stamped the Alchemist, one of the best books I've read. That's a book that you can't just read it one time because each time you read it, you get something different from it. That's the best way I can explain it.
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
What?
Well,
Yeah,
I think we done, man. We hit
all right,
45
man. Hey, I take over, man. Thank you for all this love and support. Please continue to share the page, share the post, man. Continue to tap in. Let's just continue to have drive and have these conversations, man. We appreciate all the support, definitely for sure.
Episode 6, AI Takeover. Next week, episode 7. Got first guest, Zaya Burke coming on. Episode 7. We talking about flipping houses.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for that one, man. That's gonna definitely gonna be a good one, man. I got some questions for him, cause he's a smart brother for sure. And you know he's on the ground level. He's on the ground level, and he's gonna give us a lot of game, man. A lot of game for flipping houses, man. This real estate is one of the biggest ways that we can improve the wealth gap, and we get somebody with knowledge, firsthand knowledge. And I'm excited, man.
Yeah, man.
Episode 7 for sure. Make sure y'all tap in.
Yeah, definitely happy that he's gonna be the first guest. We've known him for years, and I'm excited to have him on. I know, he's gonna come with the information that y'all want to hear. So can't wait to have a conversation with him. So shout out to Zaya, and he'll be on episode 7, our first guest. That's it, man.
That's it, man. Spark the youth. We out.
We out.